This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome back, hour number two of the program. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, Wayne will be back tomorrow in full glory. I don't know what that means, but he'll be back tomorrow on all the great USA radio networks, so you need your Wayne fix. It'll be coming at you straight tomorrow evening or afternoon, depending upon where you're listening. So one of our great listeners out there, Linda, sent me a message saying that on my Facebook thread, they sort of altered what I post every morning and I post every night, who's going to be on the show and what we're going to be talking about. But every single time, this isn't new, actually, so I'll tell everybody, every single time I post something, they throw some kind of header at the bottom of it. Visit the COVID-19 Information Center for Vaccine Resources, which I do not put up there. They put it up there on their own. So, again, not that I'm against it. I don't want anybody to think or, you know, run to your doctor saying Lee's against vaccines. I'm not. But I also don't like to be force-fed vaccines, and I don't like to be forced down my throat for sure. So anyway, all right. So a couple things. Obviously, this weekend was the patriotic weekend that all of us who consider ourselves patriots love, and, you know, usually get together with friends and your American flag flies proudly outside of your home. We have one outside of our home, and I'm sure you have one outside of yours. But that leads me to a couple of columns that have come out, in particular in sort of concert with what's going on at the New York Times. But remember those dark days after 9/11? Now, I remember this like it was yesterday because I was spending a lot of time in New York City after 9/11. Well, actually, before 9/11, I was spending a lot of time in New York City, and I was trying to be an actor. I was on a couple soaps and just bouncing around doing my thing, if you will, and trying to make a go of that gig. So I remember New York prior to 9/11. I also remember it after 9/11. And after 9/11, you could see the American flag flying everywhere. Everywhere. It, for me, was the most patriotic time in my life. The only one that comes close to it is my memories of 1976, the bicentennial, when everybody had red, white, and blue everything in 1976, and I vaguely remember that. I was only 10, but I do remember that. But 9/11, everybody was a patriot, and everybody stood for America for a short period of time. And if you remember, you know, flags flying in front of houses, in front of businesses, cars, Old Glory everywhere, no matter where you were. It was essentially a defiant middle finger to Osama bin Laden. And people wrote songs, and people joined the military, and their goal was to bring that SOB to justice. And eventually we put a bullet in his head, and that was it. Now, did we even score? I don't know. Probably not. And we probably went to a war that we didn't have to go into and fought in a country that didn't need destabilization, but we did. And those results of that horrible day on 9/11, again, probably not the direction that we wanted to go in. But that's a completely different conversation. My point is that patriotism reigned. And even if you went to a baseball game, for example, if you remember a Chicago Cub game, Sammy Sosa ran around the outfield waving an American flag, and everybody was going bananas. The crowd was cheering crazy as a Dominican-born player ran around celebrating American patriotism. And he hit a home run that game. That's amazing. I don't remember that, Chris, but that's an incredible story. I don't remember him hitting a home run and running the bases with an American flag. But then again, I think that was around the time steroids started popping. So was, I remember him running around the field. I don't remember him hit a home run, but what a special moment. And 20 years later, you know, 20 years later, where are we? Well, according to the New York Times, Donald Trump happened. And nowadays, if you fly the flag, your neighbors might actually eye you with suspicion. You might be one of those nasty Republican Trump supporters, right? Today, flying the American flag from the back of a pickup truck or over your lawn is increasingly seen as a clue, albeit an imperfect one, to a person's political affiliation to a deeply divided nation. Flying the flag now makes you a right-wing, lunatic, conservative Republican. Wow. If that's the case, then I'm a right-wing, lunatic, conservative Republican. And a 4th of July symbol of unity no longer unites, sadly. So we're sitting in a situation now where I guess individuals believe that the flag has become so politicized that they now think twice about flying one outside their homes or businesses. And some people, for instance, have been hiding their patriotic pride and old glory after former President Trump's supporters and all of his supporters in general, basically, have embraced the flag so fervently. So, in other words, this is from a piece in the Fox website. So essentially what you've got now is you've got, I guess, three different types of people. You've got folks who cherish and revere the flag and fly it with extreme pride and patriotism, and they're looked on now as right-wing lunatics. You've got people in the middle who don't identify with the party now are afraid to fly the flag because they don't want to be seen as a right-wing lunatic. And then you've got folks who don't like the flag. They want to spit on the flag. And they're your remaining, I guess, left-leaning or more progressive-leaning folks who feel as though the flag is divisive. So apparently, this is some quotes from some folks. Apparently, loving our country's flag is now offensive, disgusting. That was a tweet by Rep. Andy Biggs from Arizona. The New York Times reporter should try living in Gaza. They don't appreciate the freedoms they enjoy here every day, tweeted former director of national intelligence Richard Grenell, adding they hate America. Stop paying these condescending elites money. Again, I know the idea of America, love it or leave it, sometimes is looked on with a jaded sort of perspective, because I don't think that's the right way to look at it, because you should be allowed to protest the things that you don't believe in. That's part of what free speech is all about and part of what makes America great. But this idea that somehow the American flag, patriot, is, you know, that's the red, white, and blue, that has been the actual symbol of patriotism forever, is divisive, is bothersome to me, and it angers me. And it's one of those issues that actually makes me say to myself, well, hold on a second. You know what? Then if you don't like the American flag, then you can leave it. If you don't like that, you can go. That's one of the sort of tipping points for me. And, you know, readers questioned the Times' patriotism last month after one of their contributors, Mara Gay, said on MSNBC that she was disturbed to see dozens of American flags flown by Trump supporters during her weekend trip to Long Island. So people driving around in the trucks are in front of their stores, maybe a Trump flag and an American flag. She's disturbed by that. She said, I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with expletives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, in some cases just dozens of American flags, which was also disturbing. Disturbing to see an American flag flying patriotically in this great country of ours. It is painful to watch the progressive elites try to get away with this, try to get away with destroying patriotism, try to get away with destroying things like the Pledge of Allegiance or get rid of Under God or all of that. You know, if you look at some of the tweets from some of the Democrats out there, Rep. Cori Bush slamming the 4th of July as representing the freedom of white people only, she's saying. And here she is a sitting United States congressman, a rep, and she's saying that somehow she is less than free. She's less free than me. And when they say, here's what she said, when they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. The land is stolen, and the black people still aren't free. This was tweeted. I mean, it's amazing to me. She went on to say, we know what our freedom looks like, and the slavery permitted under the 13th Amendment, and the war on drugs, and police violence, and health care, housing, and education, and apartheid. We are the experts of our own liberation, and we won't stop until it's won. You know, some of the things in this mantra, it's alarming to me. So is it part of the black agenda that everyone runs around high and stoned all the time? Is that part of this, by the way? I mean, that's just a side note to that, but, you know, housing and health care and all of that. So the idea that a lot of that stuff has been served up for a long, long time, and now, in particular, the war on drugs, somehow you want to get people who are slinging drugs off the streets, and that's somehow an anti-black sentiment, and it's against the white folks. I don't understand that. But, I mean, if you're black yourself, and you're one of the most popular people in the United States, part of the government, you're a congressman, for God's sake, how is it possible? How is it possible that you're less free than I am? Or less privileged than I am? Pretty remarkable. All right, we got a couple folks on hold. If you guys want to call in, I'll have time for one or two quick calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We can continue this conversation, but I do have to take a quick break. Mike Gonzalez will join me, Heritage Foundation, bottom of the hour. Bill O'Reilly at the top of next hour. All that coming up. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the great Wayne Allen Root will be here tomorrow night, so I have time for a couple of very quick calls. We'll try to squeeze them in before Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation joins us. Out to Connecticut, and Linda is patiently waiting. Linda, good evening. What's happening?
Good evening, everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Lee. It's a big bonus to have you on for three more hours every day.
You're very kind.
Martin Luther King Jr. and all the sacrifices he made, and everybody who marched in the... I grew up during the 1960s. I was a young kid, but everything people fought for is now being turned upside down. He must be... I grew up among black people in my schools and people I work with, and I don't look at them any differently. And for me to be forced to look at them differently now, it's foreign to me. I've got friends, I've got family, I've got I can't even begin to describe how it breaks my heart that we're being torn apart like this.
Terrible. It really is. And people like you, good people like you, Linda, who don't look at the color of somebody's skin. And like you said to Chris, the call screener, you want to talk about MLK, spinning is great because it is about the content of somebody's character and nothing else. Nothing else means anything.
You remember the pictures, the dogs, the fire hoses, the people that were being, the March of Montgomery. Look at the violence that these people undertook at the hands of government, and they were steadfast and they fought and were willing to stand for what was right about America. And look what's happening now. It That's all I have to say. Thank you, Lee.
Linda, thank you. You're one of the best. You got it. Linda's a great one. And out in Connecticut.
Bye-bye.
Let's go from Linda to, let's go out to our other Connecticut, another caller in Connecticut. We'll go to Lyme, Connecticut, where Carol is waiting. Carol, how are you? Carol. Going once, going twice, and she's gone. All right, sorry, Carol. Call me in the AM if you want to get your point across. So anyway, you know, 53% of the flags in the world have blue in them. That's pretty nice. That's good. I'm just running through some silly stuff here before we get to the bottom of the hour. If you like older men, much older men, than Real Doll, the makers of those realistic sex dolls, have created something just for you. This is just, I don't understand this at all, but apparently there's a group of women out there who are digging elderly men, and they like the elderly male sex robot, complete with wrinkles, gray hair, and I guess just about everything else. Apparently, maybe will it need Viagra to get going? I don't know. That's a possibility.
Hey, Lee.
The most patriotic and least patriotic states in the country. Chris, you like to take a guess what the most patriotic?
No, hold on. Back this up. We got
to
talk about this doll. Obviously not made by Mattel. So let me ask you this. So Gertie's somewhere in Pensacola. Just call up 1-800. You know, I struck out with AARP and order an old guy,
old robotic guy.
Well,
it says though, but it looks like it's gearing from younger women to older men. Why that would be? I don't even know why that.
So you could get on there and order like a Wilford Brimley or a Vic Tayback. That's what I want to know.
I'll take the Wilford Brimley. Yeah, and you know what? It sets you back $12,000.
And if you call now, you get the free tone testing kit.
Oh my gosh! I mean, I don't know. I mean, men are gross, and older men are grosser than every other kind of man. So I don't know what you're looking for.
By the time you get to 85, if you're a guy, they go from liver spots to just playing out maps of colonies.
Forget about 85. I mean, most of 50-year-olds you don't want to look at more than 5 seconds before you'll throw.
I'm five years away from 50. I hate looking at myself.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
So, most patriotic state, you have any idea?
That would be Texas.
Actually, that's incorrect according to this. Based on 13 different factors, military service, rates of volunteerism. Anyway, Montana number one, Alaska, Maryland, Vermont. Three least favorite states or least patriotic states. New York is the least patriotic.
California.
No, Florida is next. Uh-oh. Connecticut. We suck. We come in at number 48. Actually, California is 46. As far as least patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right, listen, coming up, we still got a great show in store for you. Now we are halfway through. Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation will join me next. He's great. You'll love him. And then after the top of the hour, man, Bill O'Reilly. Plus, in between that, I've got an interesting story. I had an epiphany today. I had a moment, and I want to share it with you guys. And that'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. That's a moving moment. I'm not even making it up. That's coming up. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
You-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is imploring Americans to get vaccinated as the Delta variant spreads across the United States. Biden adding that later this week, the United States is expected to hit the 160 million mark for those fully vaccinated. Regarding those not vaccinated, Biden talks about a new strategy.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help for the remaining people protected from the virus.
Biden not saying how they would know who was vaccinated and who still needed to be vaccinated. Four more bodies are being pulled from the rubble of the South Florida condo building collapse. That brings the total confirmed dead to 36, with 109 still unaccounted for. This as rescue crews spent part of the day dealing with stormy conditions from Tropical Storm Elsa. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. The Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. Not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program, and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible Exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to EnergizedHealth.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. Of course, Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow night. We have made so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. We're bringing on one of their heavies right now. I've talked to him a couple times in the past. He's a senior fellow, foreign policy expert. We're bringing on our pal, Mike Gonzalez. Mike, a couple of books that need to be on people's radar: The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free, and coming out this fall, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. How are you doing, my friend?
Lee, thanks a lot for having me on. The heavy part is just a pandemic thing. I'm trying to shed the...
Yeah. So, listen, you just wrote something. It's on Law and Liberty right now, The Great Transformation in Jeopardy. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, this is my take on what's going on right now, and I think I have it about right. I think what we're seeing is that the American people... Yeah, CRT has been around for a very long time, as everybody says, the 80s, critical race theory, but it had been more or less contained inside the universities, and then it began to make inroads in the cultural institutions. But then in 2020, it just really jumps, and it enters everything from K through 12, to the military, to the houses of worship, to our companies and places of employment. People begin to be trained in these critical race theory trainings, of which I quite racism themselves as a form of workplace harassment. And then the American people begin to take notice and say, no, this is crazy. No, we're not a bad people. Yes, is the country perfect? Yes, of course. We need to improve the country, but we don't need to destroy the country. Because, Lee, at heart, what CRT is, it says that the country is so racist and so bad that it needs to be completely overhauled. The whole system needs to be overhauled. So the American people are saying no. And now the left is launching a huge fight against this because they're surprised. They thought they were going to be able to take over everything without meeting any resistance, and they're meeting resistance. American people.
Right.
That's what the big transformation is about.
Now, it looks like 5,000 teachers have signed on to teach critical race theory no matter what the law decides in these different states across the country. So much of the issues that are going on, not only across the country, but in our schools, come from academia.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, as I said, this is completely taken over academia. It became dominant in the late 80s, early 90s. It became dominant by kicking out its critics. In some ways, because a lot of these law professors are professors of color, they actually said that if you're white, you cannot really make your living out of the field of civil rights legal writing. Richard Delgado actually says this, one of the architects of CRT. But they go after also black critics like Randall Kennedy. So they take over completely, and that begins to have a really nefarious effect on the culture and academia, but it was contained there.
Yeah.
Now that it's taken over the military, where our soldiers will need to learn about macro aggressions, how to win world wars, and now being indoctrinated into microaggressions, what they say somebody said to somebody. This is crazy, and the American people, they don't need to read these texts. They know it's crazy.
So, I mean, nobody disagrees with the idea that everything that happened in the history of this country should be taught. I really think we're all on the same page with that. And if there were ever, you know, some moments in the history that had been left out, let's say, of American history books, we should put them in. But I agree with you 1,000%. We shouldn't, you know, villainize and demonize the students sitting in classrooms across the country for things that happened 250, 350 years ago.
To say that that what we want, we the critics of CRT, is not to teach history or slavery or Jim Crow or segregation, that's a red herring. It's actually a falsehood. I don't know anybody in my space who wants this. I could tell you that I want more history to be taught. I want slavery to be taught. I want people to understand what an awful institution it was, how man owned man and forced him to work without wages. This horrible thing. It also has to be taught in the proper historical context. We did not invent this. It's been tried in every continent. In fact, we're the only people to have had political anti-slavery. I think all of it needs to be taught. We need to teach more history, not less. People who say this are just offering a red herring because they don't want to deal with the real facts.
We're talking with senior fellow over at the Heritage Foundation, Mike Gonzalez. Many of the things that are championed by the proponents of critical race theory were actually introduced to the country through a New York Times piece, actually a 40-page expose, if you will, but a lot of this stuff now has proven to be false. They got a lot of it wrong.
Well, I think we need to expose that. I suppose you're referring to the 1619 Project.
Correct.
Which has been completely debunked. It had some real whoppers in there, like, for example, that the American colonists waged the Revolutionary War because they feared that Britain was going to take away the institution of slavery. There is not a scintilla of evidence to show that, nor the fact that capitalism is tied to slavery or racism. Again, the opposite. Capitalism is colorblind. Capitalism is a meritocracy. That's another thing, by the way, that they say is a myth. There's no meritocracy, they say. We have to expose all these things for what they are, big fat lies.
So what is the average American to do? They're having a conversation at their PTA meeting or what have you, and they're fighting, pushing against critical race theory, and then, of course, eventually they're called a racist. How do they handle that?
You know, it doesn't wear me out. It doesn't matter because it's not true. There are racists. There are many racists. That's not limited to America. I have lived, Lee, I don't know if you know this, but I was a foreign correspondent. I have lived in 7 different countries.
Right.
As a foreign correspondent, I was moreover born elsewhere. I was born in Cuba, spent the first 12 years of my life there. I can tell you, A, that there are racists everywhere. It's like murderers and rapists and thieves, right? It's an evil that lives in our hearts. And it's also, I can tell you, to say that we're systemically bad, to say that America lives under a system of oppression, this must be said by people who have never traveled.
Right.
Who have never visited anywhere else. Because as imperfect as we are, what Lincoln said still holds true. We're the last best hope for man on earth.
I agree. We're talking again to a good friend of the show, Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation. So you've got a book coming out this fall, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. I'm sure you're going to stir up some feathers with this. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, yeah, you know, I exposed get out of the way, the concept that Black Lives Matter is unimpeachable. I don't want to talk to anyone who doesn't think that Black Lives Matter. They matter greatly to me. Their success matters greatly to me. It's the organizations.
Right.
The organization, especially the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, which is the main BLM organization, was founded by Marxists, run by Marxists, for Marxist ends. If you have something that is founded by Marxists and run by Marxists, it's not going to be pro-capitalist. And you know what? They all say that the capitalism is racist. Mm. They want to do away with capitalism. CRT and Black Lives Matter want to change your way of life. They want to change the country in which we live. That alone should tell us that we should oppose it. Can we improve America? Of course we could. Should we do it? Of course. But we don't want to destroy America, especially 2 days after celebrating the 4th.
Right. And I challenge anybody out there to tell me one nickel that has gone to a program to help blacks in this country that come through Black Lives Matter. I can't find any. These people are all getting rich.
Yeah, if you're speaking about slurs,
yeah.
She's been in the press. She's bought 3 houses worth a lot of money. In fact, she herself had to resign as executive director of BLM-GNF. Look, it's out there. People can Google this. You don't have to take it from me.
Right. All right. Again, Mike Gonzalez joining us. When's that book out?
My book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, is out September 7th, but it's on pre-order right now. Anybody can get it. And, of course, The Plot to Change America has been out for almost a year now. It was sadly prophetic.
Mike, I'm running out of time, but is there a website, Twitter account people can find out more about you?
We can find me at Twitter at Gundisalvus, G-U-N-D-I-S-A-L-Z-U-S, or at heritage.org. Just Google Mike Gonzalez at Heritage or the Heritage Foundation, or just Google my books. They're on Amazon.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, pal. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, top of the hour, a sit-down with the one and only Bill O'Reilly. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Roots, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Roots, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsored this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Golden Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, special guest. We have so many great guests from the Heritage Foundation, and this, again, is another one. Policy analyst over there at the Heritage Foundation, David Ditch, is joining me. David, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. So talk to me. We've got this Biden infrastructure plan. You've written about it. You've talked about it. And, I mean, there was a lot of moving parts in this in the beginning. There was some yes, there was some no. Where are we right now with this?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, to a certain extent, your guess is as good as mine. But the big picture, there was a bipartisan deal that was agreed to a couple days ago between the Biden administration and some senators. And the day that there was a big press conference to announce the deal, Biden decided to blow it up by saying that, you know, on the one hand, yeah, we've got an agreement to spend a whole bunch of money on infrastructure, but then there's all these trillions of dollars in unrelated spending that Democrats want,
right.
And Biden said that he wouldn't sign the infrastructure deal unless he got all the other spending alongside it. And they've been trying to walk that back a bit, but he's not the first one to say that. Both Schumer and Pelosi have said the same thing.
Now, I've talked about this before. This sort of puts the Republicans who are in favor, because there are some Republicans who are in favor of certain aspects of this infrastructure bill. What, you know, what happens to their position if Biden reneges on what he was going to do or forces their hand and puts in, let's say, chunks of AOC's Green New Deal in there?
This the whole point of the negotiation is that one side gives a little, the other side gives a little, and they both get a little of what they want. I mean, that's compromise, and compromise is, in politics, is the art of compromise. What the Democrats are doing right now is saying, okay, you give a little and we give a little, but then in the end we're going to get everything we want anyway. At which point, what is the point of Republicans compromising and negotiating at all?
Right. So why would they then?
Early on in the process, what I thought would happen is the Democrats would say, oh, we're going to use this thing called the reconciliation process
right.
to get what we want unless you play ball. It's essentially, it's a threat. They're trying to leverage their political power in the majority to force Republicans to come to the table. And that, you know, that's politics. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say, we'll use this unless you come to the table, and then say, we're going to use this after you come to the table.
This is just typical, same old political BS.
I don't think this is how politics used to be.
No, now, though. But like nowadays, it's all about, it's partisanship, it's give me mine, it's power, it's a power play. That's just the way I see it.
Highway bills, infrastructure bills have passed under any number of different party configurations between who was in the White House and who was in control of Congress. They always pass with huge margins. There's not that much controversy.
Right.
What's changed is this time around, Democrats, led by Biden, have been trying to shove huge amounts of spending that has absolutely nothing to do with infrastructure, nothing to do with roads and bridges, and use euphemisms like human infrastructure to justify it, at which point you're just destroying the meaning of the word. They are trying to do something deeply and profoundly radical that goes against anything that we've seen in living memory.
Right.
And that's why it's so important for us to push back.
We're talking to the Heritage Foundation's David Ditch. He's a policy expert. What would you advise folks listening to us right now to do to be more active and try to force the hand of their senators to move on some of this stuff?
The first step is to get informed, and I would point people to our website, heritage.org. I've got a lot of pieces where I discuss what's wrong with this, with the infrastructure proposals being pushed by Democrats in Washington. And then once you're informed, make your voice heard to make sure that we do what we can to prevent damage from being done to our country.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
2093.